This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, all, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. So before we get any further, allow me to tell you about National Medical Records Review. It's your personal second opinion. So you don't know what this is. Well, it's new. That's why you don't know. It's a brand new service. If you're drowning in medical information, you're confused, you are nervous, you're wondering if your doctor puts you in either the right program or on the right medication or maybe on a beeline towards a surgery, and you want to know whether or not this is a good idea. So you pick up the phone, you call 1-800-254-8571. That's 1-800-254-8571. You can also go onto the website, which is nationalmedicalreview.com. This is a brand new idea. And if you're lost, like I said, in the healthcare system, and you just want a second opinion from a group of folks, group of great doctors, who are going to point you in the right direction and give you either like a confirmation as to what your doctor says, or maybe says, hey, look, we wouldn't go in that direction. We would maybe look towards this. This is the place to go. So it's really a great idea. Legacy of excellence. Again, maybe you're feeling isolated, alone, after a very difficult diagnosis. I can only imagine you get this horrible diagnosis about something, and you're confused. You don't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do. You don't know anything about medicine. I don't know anything about medicine. So instead of going, you know, back to the doctor and not really getting an answer, not getting a second answer, you go to these guys, right? It's not cookie cutter. Their reviews are individual. Somebody's going to sit down and look at everything that you send them. So their specialty is you. Call them, 800-254-8571. That's 800-254-8571, nationalmedicalreview.com. All right, so the 20 candidates are currently on stage. They got their big interest. Is that Jeb Bush? No. I might need my glasses. I look like Jeb Bush from the side, my peripheral vision. Maybe Jed is going in disguise. So I'll try my best to keep you up to date as far as what's going on in the debate as best we can. As I get info, I'll pass it along to you. But I wanted to share this with you really quick because I thought it was interesting. You realize that the Earth's population is exploding, even though the birth rate in this country is down significantly, and it really is. The world population is just skyrocketing. It's spinning almost out of control. As of 2018, the world's population was 7.6 billion, with a billion people, okay? The total surface area of the Earth is about 197 million square miles. 71% is covered by water. 3% is covered by glaciers. 8% by desert. 6% mountains. 4% cropland. 4% pasture land. 2% is used for wood production, et cetera, et cetera. So actually 5% or 10 million square miles is fit for human habitation and not used for purposes above. So, we got the feed? Let's do that. When they start to talk, we'll go to when they start asking the questions. I figure we'll pop that up. I think that'll be worthwhile. I think that'll be fun to listen in. So we'll do that. But I just want to give you guys, before they actually get to that first question, you know, they got to do the old two step before they actually start. Just the idea of what I was going to get into is that the global population is accelerating at such a rate that before too long we're going to be at 10 billion. Now there are scientists out there that firmly believe that once we reach about 10.5 billion, we will no longer be able to satisfy, let's say, the Earth's requirement for food and water and all that goes along with that. So we are like a rocket ship just heading to that, like at 1,000,000 miles an hour, and nobody seems to care about that. Now, I understand that the UN, supposedly there's this global initiative to cut back on world population. And, you know, at the first thought of that, it's not a horrible idea, right? You always hear people talking about, and I'm not saying let's go out and shoot people or give these countries birth control. We just have to be smarter about this. I mean, we do have a limited number of resources on this planet. Right? I mean, I get it. We're continuing to move forward when it comes to technology. So probably at one point in time, that one square acre of land, which could feed X amount of people, now certainly can feed X times Y amount of people. So we are moving in the right direction as far as that goes. But we're living longer. Right? People, again, in foreign countries, some countries, in particular the Middle East, are having kids at record numbers. There are, again, a lot, the medicines that we have are having people actually, they're curing cancers that wasn't happening before. So we're like a rocket ship. And I'm 53 years old. I really believe that in my lifetime, we will see 10 billion people. 10 billion people. When I was growing up, I remember in school and in grade school, they were talking about 3 or 4 billion people. So even in this small stretch of time, it has doubled. Imagine if it doubles. Imagine if in 2150, there's 20 billion people on this planet. I mean, talk about just a horrible, just unlivable scenario for the... And that's why we have to go to different places. That's why we've got to explore different planets. And in fact, a little later on, Tom Harris will join us, and he actually talks about exploring different planets, in particular, somehow, some way, getting to Mars. So, I don't know, I just thought it was interesting where you look at the number of people and the space that we have and the idea that maybe we don't have enough room. Maybe we don't have enough room for everybody. All right, Chris, if we can check in on the debate, that'd be fantastic. We're still in break. All right, so I'm a little bit ahead of you, so we'll deal with that. Once again, if you want to call in while this is going on, feel free, 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255, leelcradio@gmail.com. Love to hear from all of you as far as all of that stuff. I'm getting a whole bunch of emails, actually, from across the country, which is always kind of cool. Folks enjoyed our Hearson segment, which he's great. So anyway, if you want to call on 833-927-8255. And I predict, question number one, this is my prediction. I could be wrong, but question number one I predict will be about guns because of the recent terrible shooting at the Garlic Festival. So that will be my prediction as to where they go. And again, it'll be interesting seeing how much time the fringe candidates get as opposed to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. And we'll see if they come right out of the chute firing away at Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, or do they give those fringe folks their opportunity early to see if they can establish something and then continue as far as this entire debate goes. So again, the debate is up on the telly, as we like to say, and we'll try to bring as much of that as we can to you here in the next few minutes and then before we get to the bottom of the hour. Because, listen, I know a lot of folks want to hear. We're going to Steve Bullock? All right, let's go. Steve Bullock.
Let's not kid ourselves. He will be hard to beat. Yet watching that last debate, folks seem more concerned about scoring points or outdoing each other with wish list economics than making sure Americans know we hear their voices and will help their lives. Look, I'm a pro-choice, pro-union, populist Democrat that won 3 elections in a red state, not by compromising our values, but by getting stuff done. That's how we win back the places we lost. Showing up, listening, focusing on the challenges of everyday Americans. That farmer getting hit right now by Trump's trade wars, that teacher working a second job just to afford her insulin, they can't wait for a revolution. Their problems are in the here and now. I'm a progressive, emphasis on progress, and I'm running for president to get stuff done for all those Americans Washington has left behind.
My God, I get stuff done. I tell you, Wilford Brimley. See, now this woman, I'm sorry, she has no business being up
on stage. Forth on this planet None. An extraordinary new possibility.
Is she English?
It was the idea that people, no matter who they were, would simply have the possibility of thriving. We have not ever totally actualized this ideal, but at the times when we have done best, we have tried.
I will give somebody a dollar if they can call me and name one of her books.
And push back against those forces. We did that with abolition and with women's suffrage and with civil rights. And now it is time for a generation of Americans to rise up again. For an amoral economic system has turned short-term profits for huge multinational corporations into a false god. And this new false god takes precedence over the safety and the health and the well-being of the American people and the people of the world.
Yeah, exactly right. Well said, Chris. That's the voice that will scare Putin back into the corner.
Will not solve this problem because conventional politics is part of the problem.
Right,
we, the American people, must rise up and do what we do best and create a new possibility. Say no to what we don't want and yes to what we know can be true. I'm Marianne Williamson, and that's why I'm running for president.
Yeah.
Congressman John Delaney.
Folks, we have a choice. We can go down the road that Senator Sanders and Senator Warren want to take us with bad policies like Medicare for all.
Wow, we're attacking right away. I like it.
And impossible promises that'll turn on independent voters and get Trump reelected.
So he's going to be the one.
With McGovern. That's what happened with Mondale. That's what happened with Dukakis.
Let's see if the other one follows.
Or we can nominate someone with new ideas to create universal health care for every American with choice. Someone who wants to unify our country and grow the economy and create jobs everywhere.
All right, listen, we're listening to the debate as best we can. We'll do it for another 5 minutes or so when we come back from break, and then we'll bring on the climate scientist to give you a little break from the debate. But, you know, we'll talk about it and listen to it, and we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Hang around.
I'm Wade Alaroot for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event at Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Alaroot. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alvina King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, again on the USA Radio Network. Wayne will be back in full force on Thursday. Looking forward to that. I know you are. So here's the deal. Right now, the debate is going on above my right shoulder here in the studio. And I would be remiss. I would be doing a disservice if I didn't at least get a chance to share a little bit of it with you. So what we'll do is until, you know, we reach the bottom of the hour, we'll kind of watch it together. And then I have an interview with a scientist named Tom Harris. I think you're going to enjoy that as a little bit of break. And then before we wrap it up, before we get to the end of the third hour, we'll come back and see where all the great candidates are and what they're talking about. So if Chris can pop that up, we'll see what
Donald
they're
Trump
saying.
And to all my favorite Democratic Elizabeth Congress. Warren. But our problems didn't start with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is part of a corrupt, rigged system that has helped the wealthy and the well-connected and kicked dirt in the faces of everyone else. We're not going to solve the urgent problems that we face with small ideas and spinelessness. We're going to solve them by being the Democratic Party of big structural change. We need to be the party that fights for our democracy and our economy to work for everyone.
Has anybody spoken Spanish yet?
No, I know what's That's broken in this country. I know how to fix it, and I will fight to make it happen.
All right.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
Tonight in America, as we speak, 87 million Americans are uninsured or underinsured.
How about 50, about 100?
But the healthcare industry made $100 billion in profits last year. Tonight, as we speak, right now, 500,000 Americans are sleeping out on the street. And yet companies like Amazon that made billions in profits did not pay one nickel in federal income tax.
I'm
tonight... half of the American people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
And yet 49% of all new income goes to the top 1%. Tonight, the fossil fuel industry continues to receive hundreds of billions of dollars in subsidies and tax breaks while they destroy this planet. We have got to take on Trump's racism, his sexism, xenophobia, and come together in an unprecedented grassroots movement to not only defeat Trump, but to transform our economy and our government.
How about paying your own workers $15?
Thank you, Senator Sanders. Let's start the debate with the number one issue for Democratic voters, health care. And Senator Sanders, let's start with you. You support Medicare for All, which would eventually take private health insurance away from more than 150 million Americans in exchange for government-sponsored health care for everyone. Congressman Delaney just referred to it as bad policy, and previously he has called the idea political suicide that will just get President Trump reelected. What do you say to Congressman Delaney?
You're wrong.
All right, that's the Bernie we love.
Right now, we have a dysfunctional health care system. 87 million uninsured or underinsured, $500,000 Americans every year going bankrupt because of medical bills, 30,000 people dying while the healthcare industry makes tens of billions of dollars in profit. 5 minutes away from here, John, is a country. It's called Canada. They guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child as a human right. They spend half of what we spend. And by the way, when you're
and you have to wait in line for months for an MRI. Don't forget to put that in there as well.
Healthcare is a human right, not a privilege. I believe that.
Sorry, no, make it sure.
Thank you, Senator Sanders. Congressman Delaney.
Well, I'm right about this. We can create a universal health care system to give everyone basic health care for free, and I have a proposal to do it. But we don't have to go around and be the party of subtraction and telling half the country who has private health insurance that their health insurance is illegal. My dad, the union electrician, loved the health care he got from the IBEW. He would never want someone to take that away. Half of Medicare beneficiaries now have Medicare Advantage, which is private insurance, or supplemental plans. It's also bad policy. It'll underfund the industry. Many hospitals will close, and it's bad policy.
Senator Sanders, I want
to... Basically, that's telling you to...
We're going to come to you in 1 second, but let me go to Senator Sanders right now. Senator Sanders?
The fact of the matter is... Tens of millions of people lose their health insurance.
Let's get to a break. So here's the deal. We'll get to the bottom of the hour. I want to thank CNN and all the folks over at CNN to grab that feed. And appreciate them letting us do that. And we'll check back in there before we wrap it up, before we wrap it up at the end of the night. But I do got to bring on what I think is a great guest. So if you don't want to hear what these guys have to say, and I totally can understand that, we're going to check in with Tom Harris, who is a climate scientist, and he's got a great website. He's very smart guy. We'll talk about landing on Mars and living on Mars. We'll do that next. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, President Trump was in Jamestown, Virginia, at the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then called the New World.
It's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again defending his decision to block election security bills in the Senate.
There's total agreement that the Russians were trying to impact the 2016 election. There's also almost total agreement that in 2018 they failed totally.
Last week, the Kentucky Republican blocked two bills that would have given more money for election security to states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat, sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. GCN.
This show is sponsored by Fortum Resources. Fortum Resources. F-O-R-T-E-M. I'm known as the capitalist evangelist because I love great companies and I love entrepreneurship and I love capitalism and I love oil and gas. And I'm introducing you now to a special company that just became the main title sponsor of my radio show and the sponsor of my TV show. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The name Fortum Resources. The management team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built one of the great stocks in the history of the stock market. He built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. That could have been you. Wow. And now his new baby is Fortum Resources. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres, miles. Fortum traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning Frank Thomas Mary Robert, FTMR. And you can visit them at FortumResources.com, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. Wow, Mark Bruner, stock of the century, amazing guy. Now he's got a new one for you.
Welcome back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, a very, very special guest joining me right now. Every time I have him on, I get more emails and more calls about the website. What's the website? I love this guy. All right, so his name is Tom Harris. He's a global scientist and an aerospace engineer. So, Tom, first of all, please tell everybody what your website is.
Yeah, sure. They can go to our homepage at www.climatescienceinternational.org, climatescienceinternational.org.
All right. The last thing you wrote had to do with space. So space exploration, settlement, key to a positive human future. What planet are we going to colonize?
Well, Mars, hopefully, although it's a little way off yet. We need some practice on the moon. And happily, we're going back to the moon. In only 3 years, we're going to be building a space station in orbit around the moon called the Lunar Gateway Project. And then in 5 years from now, we're going to be landing at the south pole of the moon and using what we think is a lot of frozen water in those deep craters to help us build a base at the south pole of the moon.
All right, so why haven't we done this before?
Well, mainly, in my opinion, because the space agencies haven't marketed the program properly. I mean, we could be on Mars by now. We have the technology to have advanced our propulsion systems. And by the way, that's the big limiter. Right now, it takes 7 months to get to Mars because we use chemical rockets that thrust for a certain amount of time, and then we just coast the rest of the way. And one of Canada's top astronauts was just recently on British television saying, sure, we could get people to Mars, you know, within the next decade or so, but they'd all be dead. Because, you know, the trip is so long, and then you have to wait for a long time for the planets to line up, about 10 months or something, and then another 7 months back. There's so many things that could go wrong in that period. He felt that we just could not make those trips until we have much faster propulsion. So that's what we need to work on is things like ion drive, which will push for a long, long periods of time, and then, you know, get us there much more quickly.
All right, so even 7 months... Okay, I understand. You miscalculate, you miss the orbits at the right point in time. You might have to wait another 7 months or another year before you get a chance to do it again. But, I mean, a seven-month trip there, a seven-month trip back, it's not a death sentence, though, is it?
No, not necessarily. But the trouble is, you know, with that kind of long-duration space flight, you're going to be exposed to more radiation. There can be solar flares. You can have all sorts of breakdowns. Right now, if we have a breakdown in the space station, we just send up new parts.
Right.
Okay, so we need to have much longer time between failure for parts as a, you know, they talk about mean time between failure. So we need to experiment a lot more with long duration space flight where we're not able to resupply them easily and quickly or bring them back if they get appendicitis or something.
So
we really need that moon practice. And one nice thing is that moon orbital station is going to be up to 70,000 miles away from the moon. It goes in a huge elliptical orbit. So we're going to have time practicing, you know, being out of quick contact from the moon or Earth, and that's going to be super valuable.
Other than just the exploration factor, what do we get from going to Mars as opposed to just being on the moon?
Well, Mars has all the ingredients to build a complete civilization. And, you know, for example, it has the we believe it actually has underground water because you can actually see the evidence of recent flash floods on Mars. And Mars has every element you need to build a civilization. The moon is missing all sorts of things. And as a consequence, You know, you just would have to bring a lot of stuff from Earth to establish moon bases. And the other thing is the moon is really too close. If we're going to start, you know, true new colonies where we actually can allow them to, you know, evolve in their own way and do things in their own way, then we need people out of very quick contact with the Earth. And once they're on Mars, you know, one of the interesting things about the Mars One mission, which is not going ahead, they were going to send people there just on a one-way trip, but they're nowhere near ready for that. But one of the things that's really good is they said that they could establish culture the way they want. You know, in other words, if they wanted to have multiple partners instead of single marriages, you know, they could basically do what they want and establish new and entirely different human culture. So that's very exciting. And actually, you know, that's one of the reasons why the space program is going to be very valuable in the future, because we can start to do things better than we do here on the Earth. I mean, it's very hard to change things on the Earth with such entrenched systems, you know, and when you're starting a new colony from scratch, you can do things a lot better.
What's the weather like, though? You couldn't survive outside in Mars's atmosphere and climate, right? You have to have some kind of protection at all times.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd need a spacesuit almost as big as the one you'd need on the moon, because the atmosphere of Mars is only 1% the atmosphere of Earth. It's a very thin atmosphere. But because Mars has all the ingredients to build a civilization, it's worth trying to terraform the planet. And this has been a theme in science fiction where over the centuries, you break the mantle of the planet, for example, and release into the atmosphere more and more gases to actually bring it back to what they think was a warmer Mars a long, long time ago, where it probably had a good atmosphere and that sort of thing. So, but you know, Lee, one of the things that people don't realize is that there have been many times in human history where we've had exploration and expansion. And historians look at that, and they generally agree that exploration and development is really healthy for humans. And I'll give you a really good example. You know, before Columbus in Europe, it was a pretty stagnant society. And they had, for example, the great map of Fra Mauro, which was a atlas of the world. And on it, 6/7 of the world was land, and there's only 1/7 of it was ocean. And this was gospel. Nobody dared question it. It was political correctness in 1450. And yet, a century later, once they started to explore the world, they had huge areas that were incognita. They didn't know what was there. And while they knew a lot more, they were much more modest. The legend at the top of the map, a century later, said, all of the world that has been discovered up to this time. So they were engaged in what Daniel Burstyn, the historian, called negative discovery. In other words, the more they learned, the more they realized they didn't know. And this led to a revolution in the arts and sciences and all sorts of things. So it was really healthy for Europe. And eventually, of course, Europe ended up leading the world. And what we find is that North American culture is mostly derived from that European era. So it's not surprising that it's an important value of our culture to continue exploration and development. And the historian Stephen Pine, for example, he says that space exploration provides us a continuation of that exact stimulant that we need to retain a healthy culture. They're going to find out about human potential and what we can actually do, what kind of societies we can establish. Because if you're living in a little bubble in a very hostile environment like on Mars, you can't have, you know, violent conflict resolution methods. You know, you need to protect your environment. You need to recycle virtually everything. You need to have pollution control. And so what's going to happen is those people will become masters of applied ecology. And, you know, we'll have a lot to learn from them because resources will be so expensive to bring from Earth and so difficult to make from the surrounding environment that they will become experts in that sort of thing. I also think that if we find evidence of life, that's going to be a big, big factor, because we've only really examined the moon and the Earth for life.
Right.
If we find it on the first, you know, legitimate planet, because Mars is a planet unlike the moon, then we're going to know that life is pretty prevalent throughout the universe. And it may very well be that life on Earth actually came from somewhere else. It may have come, you know, in some sort of in stasis form, perhaps on an asteroid in microbes or something like that. So we may find that life on Mars, and that would be revolutionary, to say the least.
You mentioned flash floods, potential for flash floods. First of all, how did they figure that out? And are we talking about flash floods like in recent history, or are we talking about millions of years ago flash floods?
Oh, recent history, like within the last century. They've seen it from orbit with the robot spacecraft. They can take pictures, of course, with high resolution now, and they've seen flash floods in various locations on Mars. So it seems almost certain that these are generated by sort of artesian wells, which bubble to the surface really quickly, and they evaporate, though, very quickly as well because the atmospheric pressure is so low. So you'd see a flash flood that would roar down the mountainside and then evaporate in space because, of course, the atmospheric pressure is so low. But you know, Mars at midday in the summer near the equator, it can be 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Huh.
So it can be actually quite hospitable. So at the beginning, you know, there's a science fiction series written called Red Mars, Green Mars, Blue Mars, talking about the terraforming of Mars. Red Mars is when we first get there, and it's pretty desolate. You know, the first people that get there have got to be very psychologically sound. It's a really a wonderful series to read. And I think that that's the kind of evolution we're going to see, is gradually terraforming it to make it so that eventually we may not have to wear spacesuits on Mars.
Incredible. That's incredible. All right, Tom, where can they learn more about you and your group, and where can they go to, you know, what website, et cetera? What do they got?
Yeah, sure. They can go to climatescienceinternational.org. There's one other place they can go to, climatechangereconsidered.org. And what they will see is thousands of references from peer-reviewed scientific journals quoting us, and not just not quoting us, we quote them, because they are, in fact, showing that the climate scare is not based on solid science.
All right, sir. Thank you, as always. Always appreciate it, and we appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, Lee.
You too. Have a good one. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody. Wayne Root is on vacation through tomorrow. I will be here. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It's an honor and a pleasure to be part of the USA Radio family. And tonight's a little bit of a different night since they're debating and they're fighting like banshees. Did I say that? I didn't mean to say it that way. But they're fighting, and they're getting angry with each other. And it's actually pretty interesting to watch. We were watching during the break. So I think it's worthwhile. We'll run it out. Thank you very much to CNN for providing us with the feed. But they'll talk, and I'll talk over them talking, and I'll tell them to shut up when I get mad. Here we go.
But rip apart this country. We can actually get to the point where we have both safe borders, where we have a path to citizenship, where we have opportunities for dreamers. And you don't have to decriminalize everything. What you have to do is have a president in there with the judgment and the decency to treat someone that comes to the border like one of our own.
Why?
He just said your plan is unrealistic. How do you respond?
I think that what we have to do is we have to be an America that is clear about what we want to do with immigration. We need to expand legal immigration.
Okay,
we need
I agree.
To create a path for citizenship, not just for dreamers, but for grandmas and for people who have been working here in the farms and for students who have overstayed their visas.
Nope.
We need to...
They overstayed. They broke the law.
...the border. And a big part
so
of
we,
how
reward
we do that
crime.
Is we do
no.
not play into Donald
crime
Trump's
does not
hands.
Pay.
He wants to stir up the crisis at the border because that's his overall message.
This is a losing proposition,
you
guys.
If there's anything
wrong in
your life, you
keep this up, you're
going to get buried. Both of your responses.
But you are playing into Donald Trump's hands. The challenge isn't that it's a criminal offense to cross the border. The challenge is that Donald Trump is president and using this to rip families apart. A sane immigration system needs a sane leader. And we can do that without decriminalizing providing health care for everyone. And it's not me saying that. That's Obama's Homeland Security Secretary that said you'll cause further problems at the border, not making it better.
Look, what you're saying is ignore the law. Laws matter. And it men.
Oh my God, you're such hypocrites. I cannot believe this.
We will lock people up.
Goodness gracious.
Who come here seeking refuge, who come
That's
here seeking asylum. That is not a crime. And as Americans,
oh, it is a crime.
What we
Sorry.
Need to do is have a sane system that keeps us safe at the border, but mm-hmm. does not criminalize the
Thank
activity
you,
of a mother fleeing here.
Thank you. Congressman Ryan, are Senator Sanders' proposals going to incentivize undocumented immigrants to come
yes.
into this country
yes.
illegally?
Yes.
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 And right now, if you want to come into the country, you should at least ring the doorbell.
Oh, thank you.
We have asylum laws. I saw the kids up in Grand Rapids, not far from here. It is shameful what's happening. But Donald Trump is doing it. Criminalized, which we should not do.
How is Trump doing?
You still have statutory authority. The president could still use his authority to separate families. So we've got to get rid
Obama
of Donald
Obama separated
Trump.
Families.
But you don't decriminalize people just walking into the United States if they're seeking asylum. Of course
yeah,
we want
exactly.
to welcome them.
Exactly. Alien Gonzalez.
Country to be able
goodness
to welcome
gracious.
Them. And as far as the health care goes, undocumented people can buy health care too. I mean, everyone else in America is paying
what?
For their health care. I don't think it's a stretch for us to ask.
How about undocumented people get bounced back to the country they're from? How about that?
Senator Sanders, your response.
Well, I two things. A sane immigration policy
yeah.
moves to comprehensive immigration reform. It moves to a humane border policy in which, by the way, we have enough administrative judges so that we don't have incredible backlogs that we have right now.
Okay,
but
so
to answer your
judges.
Question,
sure.
I happen to believe that when I talk about health care as a human right, that applies to all people in this country. And under a Medicare for All single-payer system, we could afford to
Which
do that.
Which basically
Senator
means
Sanders,
that we're
you,
paying health care for illegals. That's what you just said. That's exactly what you just said.
What's wrong with American politics? And the Democratic Party needs to understand that we should be the party that talks not just about symptoms, but also about causes.
Thanks for waiting.
When we're talking about health care, we need to talk about more than just the health care plan. We need to realize we have a sickness care rather than a health care
system. You know that the rest of the candidates
are... We need to be the party talking
her voice goes up the back of their spine.
Chemical policies and our food policies and our agricultural policies and our environmental policies and even our economic policies are leading to people getting sick to begin with.
Has Don Lemon cried yet?
I want to say more about
him. Okay, I
hope you'll come back to me this time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Williamson. All Let's right. turn now to the issue of gun violence. There were three large
told you,
shootings this past
that
weekend in
close.
America. At a park in Brooklyn, on the streets of Philadelphia,
it's not a
and
good
one
thing,
that left three dead and 12 injured
sure,
at a food watch. Festival in Gilroy, California. Mayor Buttigieg, other than offering words of comfort, what are you specifically going to do to stop this epidemic of gun violence?
Well, this epidemic of gun violence has hit my community, too, far too many times. It's the worst part of being mayor.
Yep.
Getting the phone call, consoling grieving parents. And we have a mass shootings worth of killings every day in this country. What we're doing hasn't worked because we haven't had a system in Washington capable of delivering what the American people have told us they want.
All right, bro. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for doing that. Thank you to CNN again. And if we can pull that feed tomorrow night, I mean, I think it's worth us sitting back and sort of listening to it unfold again tomorrow night. It was a lot of fun. Chris, great job. Thank you very much to James Hurston. Good stuff with him. And, of course, my client scientist. Thank you very much for joining us as well. Wayne Allen Root still on vacation. One more day. I'll be back here tomorrow again. Love every second of it. Hope you come back and join me. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered. See ya.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.